On the spot. Dot.
On the spot.
It is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly, it worked out very well.
The movie was actually originally called God Party. 5 stars.
I'm going to say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. I'm your host, Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Once Upon a Deadpool. This movie just came out on December 14th, 2018. It is an action-adventure comedy. It is rated PG-13, and the runtime is 2 hours and 14 minutes. Now, I go over that in every one of our reviews, but I'm going to break away from the mold just a little bit. One thing I want to tell you is that, if you don't already know, Once Upon a Deadpool is Deadpool 2, but it is done in a PG-13 rating. So what that means, the original Deadpool 2 ran 1 hour and 59 minutes and was rated R, came out clear back on May 18th, 2018. You can't even find this film on IMDb because it's just being looked at as Deadpool 2, but a PG-13 version. In my opinion, I think that they should create another entry for it. Even though there's only one additional person to add to the cast, which happens to be Fred Savage. Hopefully you know who Fred Savage is, but you would recognize him from films like The Wizard, as well as The Princess Bride. And that takes me into the actual Deadpool movie, right? So the whole idea was that they wanted to create a film that still allowed you to see Deadpool 2, but without all the swearing. So basically a PG-13 rating. It's the exact same story. I don't want you to go thinking, well, they've revamped something or they've done something different. The only thing that you're going to see different in this film are the scenes where it is Deadpool and Fred Savage in what is a mock-up room that looks exactly like the one that was created in The Princess Bride. So that's kind of the nudge. That's kind of the funny part about the film. And to be honest with you, this is going to be a very short, very brief, but hopefully insightful review. I don't want you to think that you're going to go see Once Upon a Deadpool and think that this is a whole different film. It's not. And some people may go being a little displeased. At first, I'll be honest, I thought it might be a little bit different. I thought there might be some different scenes because in the trailer, which we're going to listen to shortly, there's a part where he sees an old woman and says that he loved her and Up, right? So I thought, oh, did they add more? Well, yeah, they did, but it's just these little cutscenes that are kind of, I don't know, kind of to ease the PG-13 in and make it a little lighter. But I think it did a great job with doing that. In fact, it's 1 hour 59 minutes long as the original. The new one is like I said, 2 hours and 14 minutes. So there's even a little bit more runtime in the film. Okay. Also, as you're watching the film, you can see where edits were made, right? So things to call out. There's no blood in this one. So there's parts where there is action happening. There is slicing and dicing happening, but there's no blood whatsoever. And some scenes are made to look like where, you know, perhaps it might be a head flying off. Instead, it looks like it's a mask. Things like that. So It was very creative the way that they did that, and I appreciate that. I appreciate it more than anything because of the fact that I walked out of the film, and I was waiting by the restrooms. The person who went with me had to use the lavatory really quick, and there was a guy with his wife and his two little kids, and the dad turns to his kid and he goes, "See, now you finally got to see Deadpool," and to me that was. That's worth it. You know, I don't want to say it was a privileged kid, but my parents allowed me to see films that were R-rated, and I don't know if that was right or wrong, but I dealt with it okay, and I didn't have nightmares or anything like that.
But I understand that there are parents out there who just don't want their children exposed to that. And I can respect that. That's no problem. But when kids go to school and there's those kids who got to see the R-rated film and they're talking about it amongst their friends and how funny and how great it was, and maybe the even inside jokes or one-liners, that's tough for a kid whose parents won't let him see it, right? And now, like, I got that feeling from that moment. I got that feeling that that little boy had been wanting to see it and he finally had a chance, right? And I think that that's what they were trying to accomplish. And they did. So let me go ahead and let's bring up the trailer.
Right before Christmas, a good guy in red is coming to theaters with his new sidekick, Fred.
Why am I here?
You're in a PG-13 version of Deadpool.
Filtered
through the prism of childlike innocence.
I'm a grown man.
And nobody does childlike innocence like you, Fred. Nobody. I need you almost as much as you need me.
I don't need you at all.
You need me to untie you once we're done.
Oh. Tiring.
I loved your work in Up.
I'm sorry?
Don't get too attached.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you're, you know, Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
You were nicer as a kid.
Rated PG-13. Limited engagement in theaters December 12th.
So there you go, guys. That is the trailer. I'm sure you guys have seen it 1,000 times. And just like I said, right, there's the part where he says up, and that's all part of it. That's all part of the additions that they've made to kind of make it PG-13. Now, there is one thing that some of you may not have seen, since they talk about, you know, Fox being like Nickelback, which I thought was actually really hilarious, and I want to share that with you now.
Once upon a Deadpool.
Kind of prefer Marvel movies.
We are Marvel.
Yeah, but you know, you're Marvel licensed by Fox. It's like if the Beatles were produced by Nickelback. It's music, but it sucks.
Hey, that's it. I'm done. I've had it with all this Nickelback hating, right? You think that makes you cool with the cool kids in school, Fred?
No, it just makes me right.
It doesn't.
They're overproduced, formulaic, ear garbage.
Oh, really? You know who might disagree with that? Facts. 50 million albums worldwide, 11th best-selling musical act of all time, Billboard's most successful rock group of the last decade, 6 Grammy nominations, 12 Juno Awards, those count, 6 Billboard Music Awards, 2 American Music Awards, 1 People's Choice Award, Canadian, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Sorry. I thought we were just having fun. I didn't realize it was
You know, you were, you gotta say, you were nicer as a kid.
Tired of living like a blind man.
Sick of sight without a sense of feeling.
This is how you remind me.
This is how you remind me of what I really am. This is how you remind me of what I really am.
There you go, guys. That is an additional trailer. I believe Ryan Reynolds released that on his Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. Could have been his Twitter. I had a coworker show me that. Thought it was hilarious, and I wanted to share it with you guys. I'm sure some of you fans were probably singing along in your car, and that's okay. But if you want to look up the video, it is Once Upon a Deadpool. Nickelback 2018. Use those keywords on YouTube, you'll be able to find it, and you can actually see that part with video. Hilarious. So my review of the film, loved it. And I liked the second one. I liked the original second one in the first place. So this was just more, right? If I'm being honest, I actually like it probably better than the original Deadpool 2, which is weird, and I'm sure there's a lot of people who have seen it already who disagree. That's your choice, right? I think it's amazing that they can kind of break these walls, right? When Deadpool was first trying to be released out, Ryan Reynolds had to fight very hard to get it released. they didn't believe that a superhero movie that was rated R would do well in theaters, and it did. Now they've flipped the script again. They've brought out the movie, the same movie, to theaters, and it did an edit so you could watch it in PG-13. And furthermore, the money that is being earned off this film is going to a charity. I'm caught in the moment, don't remember what the charity is, but knowing that it's doing something good is even better, right? P.S. Two trailers that we just watched. One says that the movie came out on December 12th. The other one says December 11th. I assume December 14th. You can't find it on IMDb, so I apologize. It's come out last week sometime. So, the review of the film, I give it 3.5 out of 5 stars. It's not something I'm going to watch over and over again, but it was great. It was good. So I'll leave it at that, and I'll leave it up to you if you want to pay money to go see the film. But remember, it is the season of giving, and know that when you buy your ticket, money is going to a cause, okay? There are other jokes in the film that are made beyond just the whole Fred Savage. I don't want to talk about those. I don't want to spoil it, but I recommend that you go and enjoy that part of it. And there's one thing that everyone kind of started talking about in the film. I don't want to give too much away, but there's a certain hero that is seen for a very brief moment, and that is brought into a conversation in the film, and that's all I'm going to say. Stingers during the credits or after the credits, I think the biggest thing that I'm going to call out outside of the original film is after Stay. There's just a little something for the Marvel fans out there that, well, I felt like it's worth it. I really liked it, and I think it's worth the stay. That's my honest opinion. So, guys, this concludes my review of Once Upon a Deadpool. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, we'd love for you to follow us. You can subscribe through Facebook, www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews, or you can go through Anchor, that's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. We absolutely love these guys. They have gotten us on multiple platforms, such as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, you name it, they've probably put us on there, and we can't be more appreciative of that. So guys, this is another review in the can, and until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink. Go out and see a great film with your family, friends, or just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.